Endangered coral reefs cause dive site closures. Last April and May, divers in the Andaman Sea from Pangan to Satun reported abnormally high water temperatures and massive coral bleaching, the worst in 20 years. There were hopes that cooler temperatures accompanying the arrival of the monsoon would allow the coral to recuperate. That hasn't happened. The situation has become so bad that the National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation Department announced yesterday that it was closing 18 popular diving sites for up to 14 months. Over 80% of the coral at each diving site had been damaged, Department Chief Sunan Arun Noparat said yesterday. Bleaching, or a whitening of coral as it loses its natural pigment, is caused by a rise in sea temperatures, which has been linked to global warming. Scientists say warm temperatures force the algae living in the coral and giving it its color to detach from the coral's shell. Mr. Sunan said he could not say how long the dive sites would be closed, but diving activities probably would be banned until the end of the monsoon season in October. The problem is that even when the situation improves, it takes a long time for damaged coral reefs to recover. Nipun Pongsawan, a marine biologist at the Phuket Marine Biological Center, says coral reefs in shallow waters at depths up to 10 meters will take 3 to 4 years to recover. Coral in deeper seas will take more time to recuperate. If the bleaching is extreme, the reefs may die altogether. That would be a disaster for Thailand's lucrative diving industry.